In the grand theater of life, our actions are what define us. This is a powerful reminder from the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius that our actions speak louder than our words. It is said that what drives action is motivation, and what motivates motivation is emotion. But what happens when that flame flickers and wanes? How do we get ourselves to act when inspiration seems as far away as the stars? We've all had times when our energy drops and our goals seem out of reach, not because we don't want them, but because we don't have the emotional drive to go after them. In these times, Stoicism can help us find our way. Stoicism's deep teachings push us to look beyond our changing emotions and find a deeper, more stable drive within. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, "Plans fail because they have no aim when a man doesn't know what harbor he is making, for no wind is the right wind." This is a call to define our purpose, set our sights on our own harbor, and navigate the seas of life with determination and wisdom. Smarts, come with me as we look at these 7 Stoic lessons. Each one will help you get better at taking action on your own. Let's look at the Stoic way to get out of a funk, change our minds, and spark the flames of self-driven purpose. In these lessons, we'll learn how to base our actions on Stoic virtue, which will help us become resilient enough to not let our emotions get in the way of our goals. But before we do that, I want to challenge you to stay tuned until the end and not miss any of the lessons on your journey of self-discovery today. Accept this Stoic advice and let it show you the way to action, personal growth, and a life lived with unwavering resolve. Number 1. Discipline yourself. Having self-control. The foundation of Stoic philosophy acts as a beacon, urging us to take action and reach our fullest potential. Marcus Aurelius pushed for this disciplined control over one's thoughts and actions, saying that being able to control how we react to life's ups and downs is the ultimate freedom in the embrace of self-discipline. We don't feel the chains of limitation, but the wings of freedom, pushing us to act not on whims, but with purpose and reason. But how does self-discipline bring out this drive to act? Move on beyond the limits of inaction. It starts with recognizing our power, the calm revelation that we have the power to control our own lives. Through self-discipline, we can control our urges, wants, and fears, making them work for us. It's like having a steady hand that leads us back to our road when other things come up. Self-discipline means making sure that our actions are in line with our greater values. To develop self-discipline, a constant return to what is good and right. People should listen to the counsel of Epictetus, which said that doing good things over and over again until they become second nature is wise. Start each day by thinking about your beliefs, setting goals that are in line with your greatest ideals, and doing things that test your willpower in small, manageable ways will help you become better at self-regulation over time. It is through these daily acts of discipline that a big tapestry of character is made, one good thread at a time. The Stoic journey to self-discipline is marked by times of struggle, giving up, and starting over. Seneca, who had a keen understanding of the human condition, saw the value in these trials. He said that we are polished and stronger when we face our weaknesses in the fiery trial of our resolve. Seneca's lessons on self-discipline speak to the resilience of the human spirit, urging us to rise each time we fall ever committed to the path of improvement. Thus, self-discipline emerges not as a mere tactic for productivity, but as a profound spiritual practice, a commitment to living in harmony with the natural order and our place within it. It's the quiet resolve to act with integrity, to honor our commitments to ourselves and others, and to pursue our goals with unwavering dedication in reflecting on the Stoic lessons of self-discipline. We are called to ask ourselves, how might we fortify our resolve to act? In what ways can we align our daily practices with the virtues we hold dear? Let us remember that in the cultivation of self-discipline, lies the key to unlocking our true potential, to transforming thought into action and aspirations into reality. It is through self-discipline that we carve a path through the wilderness of life, guided by the light of Stoic wisdom, toward a future of our own making, rich with purpose and peace. Stoic thought is based on discipline, which helps people control themselves, make smart decisions, and find inner peace. As the Stoics saw it, real freedom comes from within, and can only be reached by being very strict with yourself. By controlling our urges, wants, and responses, we build a strong mind that can handle the trials of life with calm. Understanding the nature of control. The Stoics stress the difference between what we can control and what we can't. Being aware of this helps us focus on things we can change, like our moods, behaviors, and thoughts. Remind yourself often of the things you have power over. When you're in a tough position, take a moment to think about whether it's something you can change. Instead of trying to control what happens outside of you, focus on how you react. Being self-aware is an important part of being self-disciplined. Being aware of our feelings and thoughts can help us figure out what sets off our automatic reactions. Reflect on your day, or write in a book to keep track of your actions and thoughts. Ask yourself why you're doing what you're doing, and think about whether it fits with your morals and long-term goals. Use what you've learned to make smarter choices. Accept your pain. According to the Stoics, problems and pain are chances to grow. By voluntarily going through pain, we make ourselves stronger and more resilient. Incorporate small, doable pains into your daily life. This could mean taking cold baths, not eating or working out. These habits will help you get used to being uncomfortable over time, making you better prepared to deal with bigger problems. Make your priorities and goals clear. Having clear priorities and goals helps us stay on track and follow through. When our actions are in line with our long-term goals, we are less likely to give in to urges or distractions. Write down your long-term goals and divide them into steps that you can take. Sort your jobs into groups based on how important and urgent they are. Keep an eye on your work and make changes to your plans as needed to stay on track. Develop your patience and determination. To be disciplined, we need to be patient and able to stick to our goals even when things go wrong. The Stoics teach that sticking with something even when things get hard is important for personal growth and happiness. Setting realistic goals for your growth will help you be more patient. When problems come up, remember yourself that setbacks are a normal part of the trip. Stay dedicated to your objectives and see every problem as a chance to get stronger in your resolve. According to Stoic ideas, disciplining yourself means learning about control, becoming more self-aware, accepting discomfort, having clear goals, and developing patience and persistence. By doing these things every day, you can train your mind to be focused and able to handle the challenges of life with grace and strength. Number 2, stop putting things off and being lazy. Procrastination and laziness are two things that often get in the way of our Stoic journey toward wisdom and virtue. These aren't just problems with our tasks, they're also problems with our very development as rational and virtuous people. We choose the path of least resistance because it's easier, which means that our greatest potential suffers in the shadows of inaction. This indulgence, this compromise with ease over effort, pulls us away from our true path, leaving our goals as specters on the horizon, always visible but never reached. Out of reach, but there is a powerful antidote to this in the Stoic tradition. The key to beating procrastination and laziness is not some mysterious knowledge, but in the principles of Stoicism itself. Recognizing that the present moment is all we have, and that it is in this moment that we have the power to choose the harder right over the easier wrong. In his thoughts, Marcus Aurelius told us to live each day as if it were our last, telling us that death doesn't wait, so neither should we when we do our good deeds. Epicurus, with his unique traits, clarity taught us that we are the masters of our own fates and that the things we do shape who we are. He urged us to see habits like putting things off and being lazy, not as habits, but as choices against our higher nature, choices to be less than we are capable of being. To beat these habits, we must welcome discomfort as a friend and a growth catalyst, and do our work with mindfulness and purpose. Sena to offers guidance, emphasizing the brevity of life and the folly of postponing our endeavors. He observed that while we are diligent in protecting our property from theft, we allow others, and indeed ourselves, to steal our time with impunity. To counteract this, Seneca advises a life of order where each day is allocated purposefully and distractions are recognized for the thieves. They are thus to overcome procrastination and laziness. We must cultivate a Stoic mindset. We must embrace discipline not as a burden, but as a liberation. We must practice mindfulness, living fully in each task. And most importantly, we must remember that our time is finite, that each moment squandered is a moment lost to virtue and achievement as we strive to free ourselves from the shackles of inaction. Let us hold fast to the Stoic principles of purposeful living, mind fuel action, and the relentless pursuit of virtue. In doing so, we not only transcend procrastination and laziness, but also step into the fuller expression of our potential, moving ever closer to the ideal of the wise and virtuous Stoic sage. Number 3. Make good habits a habit. In the garden of Stoic philosophy, where virtue and wisdom grow, the cultivation of good habits shows how much we can change and grow. These habits, the daily rituals and practices we choose to follow, are not just actions. They are reflections of our deepest commitments to ourselves and the world around us. They are the threads that make up the fabric of a good life, with each stitch a step toward reaching our full potential. What are these good habits that the Stoics so passionately promote? They are actions that are in line with our rational nature and contribute to our well-being, such as mindfulness, gratitude, and acts of kindness. The disciplined pursuit of knowledge, the development of resilience in the face of adversity, and the dedication to justice and honesty in our dealings are the habits that strengthen the soul and hold the key to the endless realms of wisdom and peace. To weave these good habits into the fabric of our lives, we must first choose to do so consistently. Marcus Aurelius's deep insight tells us that excellence is not an action, but a habit. We must start each day with the goal of exhibiting these qualities. Taking time to think, do kind things, learn theory, and take care of our bodies and minds. Epictetus, who was very practical, taught us that the path to virtue is one of progress, not perfection. We practice good habits not because we want to be perfect, but because every effort is a step toward becoming better versions of ourselves. It is in the striving, in the persistent return to these practices, even when we falter, that we find growth. Seneca also stresses how important time is as our most valuable resource in the practice of good habits. He tells us to guard our time fiercely and devote it to activities that make us stronger instead of weakening us. This planned use of time makes sure that our good habits are not just aspirational, but a part of our everyday lives. So, following the advice of Stoicism to develop good habits is a journey of deliberate action and reflection. It is a promise to shape our lives in the image of virtue and make our potential a reality. As we try to incorporate these habits into our lives, Let us do so with the knowledge that every day is a blank slate for our efforts and a new chance to shape our character in the image of Stoic ideals. Adopting these good habits will not only push us to act, but it will also lead to a life full of meaning, happiness, and peace. Let this be our guiding light, our inspiration to get up every day and do things that are in line with our best selves. What good habits have you had, and what good things have happened because of them? Please share your stories and lessons in the comments. Stoicism teaches that developing good habits is the most important thing you can do. Stoics thought that being good was more of a habit than a thing you do. We can change our lives and build a strong base for personal growth by constantly acting in good ways and doing good things. We will talk about why it's important to make good habits a part of your daily life and give you steps you can take right now to start doing them. Name some important virtues and values. Think about the traits that are most important to you, like justice, courage, knowledge, and moderation. Make a list of specific actions that show these qualities. If temperance is an important trait, then thoughtful eating might be a good habit to go along with it. Start small and keep going. To keep from feeling stressed, start with small habits that you can handle. It's more important to be consistent than intense. Every day for 5 minutes is better than once a week for an hour. Write down one thing you're thankful for every day to start a gratitude book. Pick up on cues and triggers. Connect new habits to things you already do to make a trigger that will remember you to do the new habit. If you want to be more aware, do it right after you brush your teeth in the morning. Track your progress and think about it. Write in a notebook or use an app to track how your habits are going. Think about how these habits are affecting your life on a daily basis and make changes as needed. At the end of each week, look back over your notebook writings and write down any changes in how you feel or act. Be kind to yourself and keep going. Know that it takes time to form good habits and that you will have failures along the way. If you miss a day or find it hard to stay consistent, be kind to yourself. Pay attention to getting back on track. If you miss a workout, don't feel bad about it. Instead, plan a lighter workout for the next day to get back on track. It takes patience, determination, and a desire to improve yourself to turn good habits into habits. You can slowly build a life full of virtue and good behavior by focusing on small, steady actions that are in line with your core values. Always keep in mind that the Stoic way to greatness is not about being perfect, but about making progress and being committed to growing all the time. Number 4, challenges can be turned into chances. Life really is a trip, many problems made into a quilt. Each soul walks this road in its own way, and some turn away when things get tough. While some people rise to the challenge, Stoicism, which is both a way of thinking and acting, tells us to see these problems as chances to grow as people. The crucible of experience. Read the moving story of Epicus. Being born a slave. Not only was he limited by chains, but also by the limits of his time. But within these limits, he found a deep freedom of thought, will, and spirit. Epictetus didn't just go through his hardships. He turned them into a source of knowledge that teaches us that how we respond to life's ups and downs determines how wise we become. Difficulties are what make us who we are, not the situations they put us in, Epictetus said, pointing out a central idea of Stoic thought. Adversity is not to be run away from, but embraced as a teacher more rigorous and revealing than any other, for in every challenge lies a seed of equal or greater benefit. As modern seekers of wisdom, how do we apply this ancient lesson? When we face a challenge, we should pause and think, is this a chance to develop patience, resilience, and empathy? Every challenge pushes us to grow, to go beyond our perceived limits, and to reveal latent potentials within us. Also, following this Stoic principle doesn't just help the individual, it has an impact on others by showing them the way of courage, growth, and an unwavering commitment to personal development. So as you go through life's inevitable trials, remember what Epictetus taught us about being silent. Brothers and sisters, don't see each challenge as a sign of failure. See it as a chance to grow and inspire those around you. In every hard time, there live is a secret gift waiting to be found by those who are brave enough to look for it. Take advantage of these times because they are where your real character shines through. There will always be problems in life. These problems can be very tough, whether they are personal problems, problems at work, or things that come up out of the blue. To the contrary, the Stoic way of thinking says that these problems can be turned into chances to grow and get better. By changing how we think about things and following the Stoic principles, we can learn to see problems as opportunities and use them to become stronger, smarter, and more resilient. The key is perception. The Stoic idea: it's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. Epictetus. Meaning, how we see problems has a big effect on how well we can solve them. We can change how we think about problems and deal with them in a positive and helpful way by seeing them as chances to learn and grow. Pay attention to what you can change. You have power over your mind, not over outside events, says the Stoics. Know this, and you will be strong. Marcus Aurelius. Translation: pay attention to what you can change, your ideas, actions, and reactions. In this way, you can better control how you respond to problems and come up with useful solutions. Accept that problems can teach you, Aristotle said. Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body. This quote by Seneca means that hardship can teach us a lot. Every struggle is a chance to learn something new, get stronger, and gain important insights. We can become stronger and more skilled by embracing hardship. Learn to accept what is Stoic idea. Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart. Marcus Aurelius. Meaning, accepting something does not mean giving up. In its place, it means facing truth and working with it. We can avoid stress and put our attention on things we can change when we accept the things we can't change. Find your purpose and meaning. He who has a why to live can bear almost any how, says the Stoics, Viktor Frankl, based on Stoicism. Understanding, finding meaning and purpose in our problems can give us the drive to keep going. When we understand the bigger picture behind our problems, we can face them with more determination and clarity. Problems will always be a part of life, but they don't have to make you feel hopeless. Adopting a Stoic way of thinking can help us turn these problems into chances to grow and get better. Challenges can become opportunities if we have the right mindset, sense of control, understanding, and a sense of purpose. We can also grow stronger and smarter from our experiences. Number 5. Begin with small step. It's strange that even the biggest journeys start with a single small step. Stoicism shows us how important it is to start small, which is a lesson that sticks with us when we want to make a difference or start a new road. Begin with small steps isn't just an affirmation, it's also a way to break down jobs that seem impossible to complete into pieces that you can handle. Let's think about the life of Zeno of Citium, who is known as the founder of Stoicism. His philosophical journey didn't start with big statements or big changes. It started with a single step into a bookstore. He was inspired by Socrates' works and took the first small step toward creating a philosophy that would affect generations. This small but important step set the groundwork for Stoicism. What does beginning with small steps really mean? It means realizing that all progress, no matter how big, starts with something small. It means realizing that we don't need to see the whole road before we start our trip. Each small step is a miniature of action that shows how determined we are to keep going, even when the end goal seems far away. By taking this approach, we accept the Stoic virtue of progress, knowing that every small action counts toward a bigger goal. It's a way to fight delay and stress by breaking down the impossible into the possible. When we focus on the step right in front of us, we're more likely to take it, and each step builds momentum. This idea is not only intellectual, but also useful in real life. Instead of being scared off by the size of your goal, think about what you want to achieve. If you want to change your attention from the unsure future to the present, where you can take action, ask yourself, what's the smallest step I can take right now? Take this lesson on being strong with open hearts. Let's not be scared off by how big our goals are. Instead, let the simplicity of the beginning encourage us. Every little step we take builds a foundation for our future selves and shows how brave and dedicated we are to the Stoic road. So, as you look at the immenseness of your trip, remember the power that lies in the act of starting. Let every small step be a party and a defiant statement of your abilities and determination. In the world of action, it's not always the size of the step that matters, but the determination to take it. Number 6. Develop your purpose through virtue. How do we find our real reason for living? This question has come up many times. Through the ages, and Stoicism gives a deep answer. Develop meaning through virtue. Look at Ko the Younger's life as an example of Stoic virtue. His unwavering dedication to integrity is an example of Stoic virtue. Being fair and brave in the face of Rome's political unrest is a test of how to find meaning in good living. Kay's life was a mosaic of actions deeply rooted in Stoic principles that show how virtue shapes our purpose and forces us to act even when things are at their worst. Developing meaning through virtue means making sure that our actions are in line with our greatest values, not with short-term wants or praise from other people. We have to ask ourselves, are my actions shaping my character? Am I living in line with my deepest values? By looking inside ourselves, we can find our real purpose, which is connected to developing our values. When we base our purpose in virtue, our drive to act changes. It's not about getting ahead in the outside world anymore. It's about making a difference for the greater good, becoming better people, and living a life that is in line with our core beliefs. This is what keeps people motivated and strong over time. For example, when Cato met impossible odds, his Stoic virtue-based purpose led him to make the choices he did. He didn't act based on the chance of success or the fear of failure, but on a strong desire to do what was fair and right. Learning from this Stoic lesson makes us think about our daily actions and how they match up with our values. As the Stoics taught us, living a purposeful life means making choices that show our dedication to virtue. This gives our lives meaning and direction. By cultivating purpose through virtue, we not only improve our own lives, but also inspire those around us. Our actions become a beacon of honesty, courage, and wisdom, driving us to act not out of obligation, but from a deep commitment to living our values. So let's take this message to heart and work to align our purpose with our virtues. This will give us a powerful source of motivation that will lead us to act with conviction and live a life that really matters. One of the main ideas of Stoic thought is that you can find your meaning by doing good things. The Stoics thought that being good would make you truly happy and fulfilled. From a Stoic point of view, virtue means living in line with nature and reason, showing knowledge, courage, fairness, and moderation. When you match your purpose with these virtues, you can face life's difficulties with strength and clarity, and in every moment, you can find meaning and happiness. Hey, learn about the four most important virtues. Wisdom. Try to learn and understand. Use reason and knowledge to help you make smart choices. Courage. Be brave when you face problems and fears. It can be hard, but you should always stand up for what's right. Justice. Be fair and respectful to other people. Try to make a good difference in the world and in your neighborhood. Temperance. Learn to control yourself and use balance. Stay balanced and avoid going overboard in your life. Think about what you value. Take the time to figure out what your core ideals are. What do you believe in deeply? How do they fit in with the ideals of the Stoics? Reflecting on a regular basis helps you stay true to your ideals and guides what you do and how you make choices. Set goals that are good. Choose goals that are in line with the qualities of temperance, knowledge, courage, and justice. You should make sure that your goals are important to you and will help other people. Every day, work on improving yourself. Strive to get better all the time by taking small, steady steps. Develop habits that show how much you care about being good, like writing in a book, meditating every day, or reading intellectual texts. Accept problems as chances to learn and grow. Problems and hurdles should be seen as chances to practice and improve your values. Adopt an attitude that sees problems as chances to learn, grow, and show that you are dedicated to living a good life. The Stoic ideal of living a useful and satisfying life is aligned with the goal of building your purpose through virtue. Adopt the four cardinal qualities. Think about your ideals, set good goals, work on yourself every day, and see problems as chances to learn and grow. You will develop a strong, grounded, and deeply rewarding sense of purpose if you do this. Number 7. Simplify your life. It can seem impossible to simplify your life in a world that is always busy with noise, activity, and other things that need your attention. Stoic thought, on the other hand, says that having a minimalist attitude can help you live a more focused, peaceful, and satisfying life. Getting rid of the things that aren't necessary will help you make room for the things that really matter. It's about putting quality over number and being happy with what you have. Hey, clear out your physical space. Get rid of things you don't need. Get rid of things you don't need or use to start. This can clear up space in your mind and in your body. Get your environment in order. For a feeling of calm and order, keep your living and working areas clean and well organized. Make the most of your time. Figure out what really matters. Pay attention to the things and people that make you happy and satisfied. Do not agree to things that are not in line with your ideals or goals. Set up a routine. Getting into a daily habit can help you better handle your time and feel less stressed. Cut down on digital distractions. Limit the amount of time you spend in front of a screen and pay attention to how much time you spend on social media, email, and other digital distractions. Use technology on purpose, and only keep the apps and tools that make your life better. This is called digital minimalism. Make your finances easier. Lower your debt. Try to live within your means and avoid taking on more debt. Make your funds easier by making a budget and keeping track of what you spend. Prioritize experiences over things. Instead of collecting things, put your money into experiences that will last a lifetime. Accept that you are present and mindful. Mindfulness practice. Do things that help you be more mindful, like yoga, meditation, or just spending time in nature. Don't worry about the past or the future. Instead, focus on the here and now. Take time to enjoy the little things in life and be grateful for the present moment. Simplifying your life doesn't mean giving up things. It means making choices that make your life more important and less stressed. Your life can be full of meaning and peace if you clear out your space, set priorities, limit digital distractions, keep your funds simple, and practice mindfulness. Remember that, as the Stoics say, what counts is not how many things you have in your life, but how good they are. Why do Stoics want to live a simpler life, and how does this simplicity help people motivate us to act? Simplifying your life isn't just a call to clean up your space, it's also an invitation to simplify your soul, to peel back the layers of unnecessary wants, and to focus on what really matters. It's in the realm of simplicity that we find the profound truth that simplicity is the pinnacle of complexity. For example, Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor, fought for the virtue of simplicity despite the complexity of his duties and the wealth at his disposal. He chose a life guided by Stoic principles, focusing on simplicity, duty, and inner peace. His thoughts show that he saw clarity in simplicity and knew that a life full of unnecessary things is a life that isn't focused on its true purpose. By cutting out the unnecessary parts of your life, you can focus on doing things that are in line with your values. Finding out what's important and letting go of the rest gives us clarity of purpose, which inspires and motivates us to act not on impulse or while distracted, but with deliberate and meaningful intention. In a simplified life, each action is more powerful because it is done with full attention and intention. The essence, the actions and choices that truly show who we are and our desire to live a good life, remains. So, simplicity isn't about having less stuff just to have less stuff. It's about making an environment inside and outside of yourself that encourages good behavior. It's about making a life where distractions are kept to a minimum and every choice you make is a good one. Every action has a reason and a meaning. Let us be inspired by Marcus Aurelius and follow the Stoic advice to simplify. By doing this, we can build a life of action that is based not on the chaos of complexity, but on the clarity of simplicity. In this way, we align our lives with the Stoic ideal, seeing in simplicity not just a preference for the bare minimum, but a deep way to live deeply, meaningfully, and with purpose. We just finished an important trip together today with 7 Stoic lessons on how to get yourself to act. These lessons, which are based on ancient wisdom, are like beacons that point us toward a life of purpose, action, and satisfaction. Every lesson, from learning self-discipline to accepting simplicity, is a step toward controlling our inner selves and making the world a better place for us. I urge you, my dear friends, to make these lessons a part of your daily lives. Don't just think about them, make them actions that lead to happiness, peace, and personal growth. Take these lessons from Stoicism to heart. Get you to take action, turn your problems into chances, and guide you toward a good and meaningful life. If you think this talk is deep and helpful, please click the like button. Leave a comment with your thoughts, and don't forget to share these deep philosophical ideas with everyone you know. If you're new, subscribe to our channel to get more deep Stoicism lessons that will help you grow. We'll see you in the next lessons.